hitched them up.
Hey, what's the thing you said?
Use harness.
Okay. When you're plowing, what do you call the things that you gather mules with?
Reins.
Hitch them up.
Lines.
Hitch them up.
Wait.
I'd use lines, yeah. Reins on the bridle rein.
And when you're riding a horse, what do you gather him with?
Use the reins on the
rain.
Bridle.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, lines. What do you put your feet in when you're riding horses?
Stirrups.
I'd use lines. Yeah, reins.
Okay,
yeah.
When you ride two horses, and you're prowling, if you have the horse on the left, yeah. Can you call him anything
special? No, we didn't make that distinction between them.
If you had when you plow with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in first?
No, we didn't do that either.
All right, if something is not right near at hand, you say it is just a little...
Just a little ways, a little piece off.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a...
I have quite a distance to go yet.
Okay, and what would be the opposite of the little ways?
Just a little ways.
Would you ever say anything similar to that?
A long ways.
Would you ever say that?
Yes.
I have quite a distance to go
yet. If something is very common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can...
find it in the dark.
Long ways.
Okay. Or that you can find it just about...
anytime.
If I fell
backwards.
Okay, what if I fell this anytime. Way?
Forwards.
Kevin went fishing. You said, Kevin, did you catch any fish?
Yeah.
He said, no.
Another thing,
didn't
get a bite.
Okay. Let's suppose that you were, a policeman showed up at your door last night and accused you of doing all kinds of things. You said, why is he blaming
me?
Didn't get a bite.
Yeah, why would he be bothering me? I haven't been out. I haven't been doing anything.
Okay. Someone broke your rake or some tool you had, and they borrowed it, and you didn't really mind it, and you said that's all right. I didn't like it.
Perfectly all right. I didn't care for it anyway.
Let's suppose you had a crying child, and he came up to you, and he said, Johnny was eating candy
and
didn't give me.
Perfectly all right. I didn't care for it anyway.
What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrow.
Didn't give me any.
What if you had more than one? What do you call them?
Still be furrows.
If you have a good yield one harvest, you'd say we raised a big...
big crop. Good crop.
Furrow.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did it.
Cleared it.
Did you call any the second cutting of clover or grass? Do you call that anything?
Just a second cutting of hay, I suppose.
Cleared it.
If a wheat is tied up into something.
Bundles.
Okay, you call it a bundle.
Uh-huh.
Just a second cutting of hay.
The bundles or sheaves are piled into a...
shock.
And you said we raised 40...
bundle bushels to the acre.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash.
I suppose you did it yesterday. You said we...
thrashed oats yesterday. That same thing applies now to wheat, too. It has to be thrashed. You do it with a combine now, all in one operation.
Thrash.
Cutting and combine and all.
Thrashed oats yesterday. That same thing applies.